Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to LWYM's Truth of the Matter. This is a daily podcast in which the lies, the deceit, all of these things stop right here. So tune in on a daily basis to listen to these podcasts. Also, I invite you to visit our webpage, lwym.org, lwym.org. Click on the resources tab and you'll be able to visit not only today's show, but also download previous podcasts. And I also invite you and ask you and implore that you would share these with your friends, especially those that don't know the truth of the matter. On today's program, let's talk a little bit about a 10-year-old girl from New Hampshire who was just ordered by the courts within that state to attend public school and to cease attending homeschooling. Here's the interesting scenario. This girl has been homeschooled since she was in the first grade by her mother. Now, of course, her parents divorced in 1999, but the Christian girl's mother is also a believer. But the reason, and here's the ironic situation, the reason that the courts ordered this girl to begin to attend public school is because she has, quote, sincerely held, end quote, religious beliefs. And they have also said that her Christian faith was a, quote, bit too sincerely held and must be sifted, tested by, and mixed among other world views. Now, as part of parental custody hearings, there was a court-appointed guardian that stated that the child reflected her mother's, quote, rigidity, end quote, on questions of faith, that added that the girl's best interest would be served by exposure to a public school setting. Now it's time for today's commentary. It's pretty interesting that this guardian uses the word rigidity. Because when you think about it, this is a terminology, or this is a term that most people use specifically referring to Christians, because they say, oh, they are not open-minded. They're not willing to give other worldviews a try. They say that Christianity is the only way, the only truth, and the only way to God, when in reality there are many ways to God. I mean, I'm pretty sure you yourself have heard this, but Jesus himself in John 14:6 said that he is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. And no one goes to the Father except through him. Pretty interestingly enough, this is all just part of a grand scheme of a political and an anti-Christian agenda. It's obvious that this court-appointed guardian and this judge have this idea that Christians are too rigid, that worldview must stand up against others. In other words, they want her to dissent from the Christian faith. They want her to dissent from what is the truth. There is no law prohibiting homeschooling. Now, all of a sudden, the courts are saying that she cannot be homeschooled because of her Christian faith. I wonder if they would do this to others that participate of Islam, of Buddhism, or Hinduism. They wouldn't do this because they'd find a huge political mess on their hands. But since she's a Christian, oh, no. Christians are fair game. Isn't this censorship? Aren't they imposing their beliefs on this girl? Aren't they saying that she should try out other religions before she completely subscribes to Christianity? Wow. Christianity. Let me see what's wrong with Christianity. God tells me that I have to love my neighbor as I love myself. God tells me that I have to love him over every other thing or person. God tells me he is perfect, and we have seen this because of his attributes are clearly seen in all of everything that he has created. God is love. So this is what the courts, this is what people don't want me to subscribe to. I see. They want me to subscribe to secular humanism. They want me to subscribe to Islam that tells me that I should kill infidels. They want me to subscribe to Hinduism and Buddhism, which basically tells me that there is nothing personal to God, that God is impersonal, and that we really don't know what's going to happen in the next life because we are people who do not do good deeds, and we must therefore perform good deeds in order to live a better lifestyle the next time around. Better luck next time, they say. Sorry. I will leave you with this verse, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus speaking in Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. That's all the time I have for today. I hope you will join me again tomorrow for more of the truth of the matter. May the Lord shine his face upon you.